Hello, hello. On behalf of Cabazon Water District, welcome to the regular board meeting of Tuesday, August 20th, 2024, at about 6 o'clock. If everybody could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now a moment of service, a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Okay, thank you. Please be seated.
Roll call. Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
And Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay. On to the consent calendar. Looking for approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of July 16th, 2024, as well as the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of July 16th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to accept the approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of July 16th and regular board meeting minutes and warrants of July 16th.
I'll second it.
2024.
Okay, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Davis, second by Board Vice Chair Tincher. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher.
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo.
Aye. Okay, moving on. Warrants, none. Awards of contract, none. On to updates. First is Cabazon Water District's operations report by General Manager Pollack.
All right.
On tab one of your book, if you're following along.
All right, the first item I have is the competitive bidding process is complete for the new well for electrical panels. The contract that would be awarded is in the amount of $119,000, $142, and that was from Welltech. Tess Electric gave me a quote for $120,835, and the lead time was 335 days. The remaining parts quoted by one vendor are the clay valve, the check valve, which was $6,377, and a clay valve deep well control valve, which is $11,685. So the total cost of the project so far would be $137,205. The only piece that I would need to do is do the competitive bidding process on the clay valve, so that could possibly lower the total project. I did originally budget $136,000 for that. And like I mentioned earlier in the budget committee or the finance committee meeting, that because the lead time for the electrical panel is 335 days, we could basically put off ordering the clay valves in the amount of $18,000 to next year's budget. So they wouldn't be needed first this year. And as of today, as we speak, the Esperanza Pipeline project that started on July 29th by G.A. Nellis Construction. Construction is 99% complete. They're finishing up just now, tying all the new services over. And basically, I said the sampling, the hydrostatic pressure testing, and chlorination was done. But the only thing that would be left to do after today is the paving. And I believe we have one driveway approach that needs to be paved, and then where the connection needs to be paved up. So after today, that would be all that would need to be done. And of course, the Bonita Vault project was completed on Friday. Crane services were provided by Mr. Crane. That estimate was $7,018. Edison was on site to install the insulation barriers to provide a safe work environment, because when the crane was in position, it was going to be within 15 feet of the power lines during its operations, and Edison needed to put the insulation barriers. So not that it would arc, I mean, it possibly could arc in, under certain conditions, humidity, wind, but there could be a current that could transmit and make his onboard computer defective, and those are quite expensive. So everything went well. So down that vault is installed. So the only thing we need to do moving forward is connect the pipeline and outfit the equipment, the clay valves, and everything inside the vault. So that's all that remains. I did have a helihydrant meter on August 12th, and that was with the San Gregorio Pass and the contractors who would be installing it. And there will be another meeting. We're in the process of scheduling that, and the next meeting is not confirmed, but it looks like it may be on September 17th to start the process. The Cabazon Water District will be the first and second site where they're going to install them, tank one and tank three. So each location is grant funded. Each location should cost about $300,000 per site. So no scheduled construction, but it looks like everything's moving forward pretty quickly. And of course, the Cabazon Water District listed the property, the 20.5 acres. On Elm Street, it's about a quarter of a mile south of the bottling plant, and that's listed for sale at $11,000 per acre, and I did contact Supervisor Gutierrez's office regarding the property for the proposed sale, because the plans, they had a proposed set of plans that showed a wastewater plant throughout the Cabazon community, with the wastewater plant being located on that property. So I just wanted to make that available to him, because when we did meet with Supervisor Gutierrez, he was asking for future growth, where can we install a wastewater plant.
So they already had a draw on their plans?
Krieger and Stewart had done a mock-up and where the lift stations were going to be, how the pipe was going to run through Cabazon. So I provided all that information to him.
Cool.
Well, then the Cabazon Water District experienced a computer outage on July 22nd. Unfortunately, it lasted like a day and a half, and the main reason was because our IT servers, we have two servers, and because they're 2012 R2s, the end of life was October 2023, and they had some difficulty doing the patchwork to get them back online. So I asked them going forward, what is our solution? So they gave me an estimate for the two new servers with the insulation, which would be $22,742. And I also talked to another IT consultant if there was another alternative, and they said they can go do cloud-based. But that would be at $600 a month, so over a five-year period, that would be $36,000. So technology changes. I think the best choice would be to go with our current provider to install the two new servers at $22,000. And then we had another meeting here at the office with Webb and Associates. We met with the district staff and the engineer regarding the future growth and developments. Now he's drafting a set of plans on multi-use, where the housing tracts are going to go, and also I gave him the information on where the wastewater plant was proposed. So they're talking growth is coming this way.
Is that another like 70? Is that another mobile lot or is that
no? This is like a land use, city planning, where everything's going to go, how everything's going to fit. They didn't have any home development in the planning. We do currently have three proposed plans. We have a 95 unit trailer park. It's going to go right over here by the fire department. Another 95-unit mobile home park that's going to go on Esperanza and Orange. And then we have a housing tract that's proposed to go on the corner of Benita and Magnolia. So those are the three that I've met with that had interest in developing in the Cabazon area, but I think he's just trying to do an overall city planning where his housing versus commercial is going to go.
Is that through the county? I guess that's where I'm confused. Is that, who has input on that?
He is working with Riverside County.
Okay.
And of course, previously, like a year ago, I did meet with their engineers for Riverside County and I gave them the information, so now they're going to work together and do a little city planning. Nothing's confirmed, they're just trying to get some
kind of... Yeah, are those public meetings where they're doing the city planning? I'm sure...
No, they've only been meeting with me. I've had a phone conference with the Riverside County engineer, and then Webb and Associates basically came out here and met with the whole staff, just so we can give them some input. So that is definitely coming. And so the last item I have on here is the Cabazon Water District did close escrow on August 11th for the sale of the Main Street property for $185,000. So that's gone. And we are currently getting ready to, I did file for an application for a new Edison service for Well 2 where the new building's going to go. So we're going to have the new building that's going to store all of our vehicles, have a workshop, store our materials inside, there's some of our materials. It's not, you know, the piping and everything, it's not UV protected, so once you have it, it could lose its integrity, so it needs to be stored on the inside.
So where is it going to be stored, in the interim, or?
We don't have any inventory, but when we do, we can store it in the yard. Everything that we order gets implemented into the ground. And that's all that I have for now.
Awesome.
Any other questions?
I have a question, but I forgot it. So we'll just go on.
we can go back to that if it comes to light. Remember what it's about?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sure, go ahead.
How much did we make on that property? Did we buy for $65,000? Yeah, $67,000.
Okay,
$7,000. Maybe almost three times
paid for it.
Maybe they're gonna build houses there.
No, they're building
everywhere else. Hey, what about
Bickford?
Yeah. No, I
don't
remember
from Bickford.
It's water.
Yeah. Okay, next on, moving on to new business. First up, discussion action tab 2 in your book is recommendation of acceptance of contract work for Esperanza Waterline Improvements performed by G.A. Nellos Construction, Inc. upon verification of work by general manager.
Because they're finishing way ahead of schedule, we would like to have approval of the completed job today, which they are completing today. And then I would do a final inspection tomorrow. Yes, the only thing that would be lingering would be the asphalt paving. Because otherwise they would have to wait for the next board meeting to have it approved and accepted. So
they're doing a paving?
Those guys are working, but it's off
too. Yeah, so we would just, if we can go through the approval process tonight, I will verify with, once the inspection is completed and I say, okay, it's good to go, then we'll go ahead and proceed with payments.
I make a motion to approve the acceptance of the contract work.
I second it. Motion to approve the acceptance of contract work made by Director Tintrin, second by Director Brock.
An amendment in there about upon GM's approval of that?
Yeah, I think that was part of the...
Okay. So I don't know if I need a second on that now.
Yeah, it says it right here.
Okay.
Contract work upon verification by general manager. Okay, and that was made by Director Tincher and second by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincture?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Next up is discussion action quote from BC3 to host to replace host server for $22,742.30. So that's tab 3 for that quote.
That's what you just talked about.
Right.
Yeah, basically those servers are obsolete. They're no longer supported.
What's the lifespan on these new ones?
The other one was a little over 10 years. A little over 10 years.
Are these ones guaranteed for 10 years? Or is there a guarantee on these?
I don't know if it was stated in here what the guarantee is, but there are IT providers, so they do all the maintenance, upkeep, and repairs. And like this one here, yeah, there happens to be, when they're no longer supported, then they are out of warranty. But because we pay them a monthly service charge, they will maintain them. But I'll see if I can get some kind of warranty on them. Basically, the first time that went out, we were out of commission for a day and a half because they had a hard time patching them back together. But now we had one beginning of this week, and it took them less than 2 hours. So it's my hope, because they got over the hump and they know how to work on this older equipment, that we can sustain these and hopefully budget for the next budget cycle. I know this quote will probably be a little bit more, but in case it gets a little out of hand and they start going down on a regular basis, then we may have to make a commitment. But it's my hope that they're successful doing the repairs as needed. It takes less than 2 hours, so we've been coming in the morning and logging in, make sure everything's up and running before the rest of the staff gets here, so when the door's open, we can provide customer service. So my hope is that we can continue with our old equipment. If it does go down with small glitches, then we can push it back to next year's budget cycle. But if not, at least we have approval to move forward in case we have another disaster.
Yeah, I've got to have computers.
Yeah.
The idea is nurse it and see if it makes it through to next year.
That's my hope.
But you want an approval to go forward if you need to.
Just in case, yeah.
Right.
Just in case.
And will the price quote be guaranteed for that whole time, or will you? Because if the whole system completely went down, you'd have to call a different meeting, right?
These are the only pieces that would go down. And the only other alternative would go to cloud, and like I said, the cloud base is a monthly service charge, but over 5 years, you're saving money by replacing the servers.
Any other questions? $10,000 for the labor on this. So it looks like they're going to install like a whole new rack. That's what I'm seeing, and they're going to just hook up.
Yeah, there's server one and server two. And one of them basically covers the customer care and billing program.
And there's hardware, software, and installation.
Yeah. I don't know, I thought I saw like they were putting in a brand new rack and everything too. Okay, so if there's any other questions, can I get a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay, so motion to approve the quote from BC3 to replace the server, and if needed. Made by Director Carlin and seconded by Director or Board Vice Chair Tincture. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincture?
Aye.
Board Chair Wargo?
Aye.
Yeah, like you said, it's my hopes to nurse it along and push it back to next year's budget cycle. So
that's my hope. We don't want to get to a point where it completely goes out and
then
it's going to be like a week or so to get material here.
Yeah.
That'll be bad.
Yeah.
Next up, discussion action, quote from Welltech to replace well number 4 electrical panel for $119,000.
It should be 137.
Well, like I said, the whole project is $136,000, but the two play valves that help it run into the system, those are $18,000. So just the $119,000 for now, and like I said, it's a $335 day lead time once it's ordered.
So is the well is it completely down without the electrical panel, or do we need it?
It has an old dinosaur panel, so basically you have to go in there and turn the switch on and then turn it off. There's no control valves in there.
So that's what you guys are doing now, is you're manually running them?
Other ones you can control from SCADA, right?
SCADA. Everything has SCADA control on it. And these ones don't have proper gate, but the clay valves to run it to waste and the pump control. So
will this be SCADA once it's
yes,
replaced?
Yes, SCADA is also included in this panel. Everything will be modernized. And it also has the soft start, so it doesn't use all Edison to start it up, kind of ramps up slowly, so it's more energy efficient, so you'll save
on it. It's easier on the pump, too.
Yes, yep.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
The motion to accept the quote from the Welltech to replace the well 4 electrical panel at $119,142.
So motion to accept the quote from Welltech to replace the well 4 electrical panel at $119,142. Made by Director Davis, seconded by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye.
Next up, discussion action, retirement party for customer accounts lead, scheduled to retire at the end of 2024.
I make a motion to approve that.
Party tomorrow?
Well, is there discussion?
When is it? So, Caitlin has been doing a lot of research for that. She's been looking at different restaurants and stuff around. We ended up finding one in Mentone, Mill Creek Cattle Company.
That's a good place.
Yeah, we went there and checked it out, and it's very Ellen, and the food was good. They would put us in the back room. The rest of the room would still be open for other people to come in, since we'd be a smaller group. There'd probably be 30 to 35 people. We counted, and I did check with the lawyer. He said the board members can all go. They just can't talk business, do business dealings there.
We're not going there and talk business anyway.
So with the board members and then a plus one and then some other vendors and old employees, or one old employee, Ellen or Ellie, it ended up being around 30 to 35 people.
Ellie will be there?
We'll invite her. We'll see if she can make it. And then we're looking at January 3rd. It's a Friday. It's after she retires, but before she retires, it's going to be during the holidays, so it'd probably be really busy. But yeah, this place... they don't require a deposit, they don't require a room rental fee or anything, it would just, you'd pay for the food, and that's pretty much it.
January what? I'm sorry.
January 3rd.
Does she know?
Yeah, she knows what's going on, so we had to check with the date and stuff. I don't know if she knows all the details and stuff, but I think she knows the place. But it would end up being, the most expensive plate is around $24, and then you'd pay per plate per person, like whatever you're paying for whoever's eating instead of just a set amount, which is nice because the other places it was a minimum of $1,500 or something. But this one, it looks like it'd end up being around $900 or so for everybody.
Board members would pay for their own, right? That's over the $40 budget for
ground.
That's, I don't know.
Not
that I know of.
Yeah, we probably need to find out about that.
I think you'd rather have it at the casino. I bet you she would. I've seen her there many times.
Yeah.
I've seen her many times.
I'll keep track of everybody.
That's pretty much it. So we're just looking to see if the board would approve paying for the food and stuff. I'll check if you guys would have to buy your own food, though.
Yeah, I think us and the guests would have to.
We wouldn't, like, there is a bar there, but if anyone wants drinks, they can just buy it themselves. We aren't looking for the district to cover that.
But the Warriors have their Christmas party. You guys get to go to that, too.
All we have to register for that. Yeah,
you have to put it
on your form.
You have to put it on your form 700.
Okay.
Do
that.
Okay. And that's probably what
we'd
have to do on this.
Yeah, but I don't know if you could do that from the district. That's why I'm saying it's a weird legal question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do we have?
I make a motion to approve it already.
You second that, right?
Yep.
So just motion to approve.
Party
for Ellen. Made by Board Vice Chair Tincher and second by Director Davis. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye.
Right. Okay. Main discussion.
Yeah. Next up is discussion. So announcement from Sarah Wargo regarding the San Gabriel Pass Water Agency. So I have decided, I've been encouraged to run for the Division 1 seat for San Gabriel Pass Water Agency. Our lovely Mr. Duncan is going to step down. So just so everyone knows, so if I do not get it, this is not a cycle year, so I will still continue to be on Cabazon Water and as your president if you guys would like. And if I do get elected, I would have to step down from here. And I would be open to any kind of endorsements that anybody would like to give me. I do have an opponent. Al Chavez is the opponent. He's from the tribe. So think about it. Let me know. You guys have my number if you'd like to endorse.
What's his name again?
Exciting.
What's his name again?
Al Chavez. Albert Chavez? They call him Big Al. That's what's on the ballot. Okay, and that's it. Yeah. Next up, reorganization of the board committees. So tab 5.
Tab 5.
That first page. Yeah. Page 36 of 38, that's how the committees are kind of right now, because last month we kind of rearranged them a little bit, but it wasn't set in stone, I don't think.
Yeah. I think there was just a temporary.
Yeah.
So let's just go over them. Do we need to continue to have a community action committee if nobody has heard from Victor Diaz in a really long time?
Well, we could leave it on there, but it's going to fall to the wayside.
So right now I have that as Director Carlin and myself, and then Terry as the alternate.
Yes.
Everybody still good with that? Okay. We had direction that you weren't able to make it to someone, so we took you off. Whoever wants, speak up, please. Okay. So Finance and Audit Committee, we have Tincher and Wargo, and Carlin is the alternate. That one meets twice a month. Do we need to approve and vote on these?
No.
No, because we just appoint, yeah. Okay. Everybody okay with that one? Okay. Personnel Committee is Tincher and Wargo, and Brock is the alternate. Is there any of these other ones, Alan, that you want to be back on?
You know, I would like... I don't want to bump you, Mr. Brock. I like the 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. San Gabriel Agency. Because at 1:30, I don't know what... I got appointments or whatever, what's going on. I'm waiting for my surgery.
Okay, so San Gabriel Pass Water Agency?
Yeah, I'll do that, you know. At 6 o'clock.
So that one will be... Alan?
No, not
really. Sorry, David?
No. Me and Brock are going to do it. You going to do the 1 o'clock or no? Okay. You're going to do 1 o'clock on New 6
o'clock. Okay, so you guys, I'll jump off that. I'm probably going to be attending that one, though, as a member of the public.
Uh-huh. So. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be attending it as a...
No, I went twice this last time, and I only went once as Cabazon. Okay, so this will be, I'll take myself, I'll put me as the alternate for that one, if that works for everybody. So Brock, Davis, and then I'll be the alternate if somebody can't make that one. And then San Gabriel Passwater Regional Water Alliance Committee. So those meet once a month.
That's the one that meets every couple of months.
Every other month. And that one is just as one member. I only went to the two because you guys said I could go to those two.
But I haven't gone to the
If you wanted me to, you'd have to tell me.
Every other month, fourth Wednesday. Well, aren't we supposed to have two people involved in that?
This is at least one member.
Even for the San Gabriel Pass Water Agency, we have two, but only one attends. Each of those meetings. They just have 2 a month.
One
so.
Member and one alternate, right?
Yeah, I guess that would be a better way to.
So then Carlin's the alternate for that? Unless anybody else wants to go to the Water Alliance? And then special project committee, I have Fincher and Wargo, and Davis was the alternate. We're also good with that. Those are on an as needed.
I don't think we've ever had a meeting for that.
No,
but we need to have it just in case. That's
an
emergency one. Everybody okay? Anything else on that? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Okay. Moving on.
We made a lot of changes there.
Yes, we did. Moving on to old business. We have discussion updates with San Gabriel Passwater Agency directors regarding various matters. We've got 2 of you guys here today. So we've got Director Duncan and Mickey. Are you still with us on the phone?
Mickey, is there anything you want to
say? Yes, I'm still with you.
Do you want to give any updates, Mickey, or do you want to let Ron go first?
I'll see if I can pick up if Ron misses anything. How's that? It's a good test for Ron.
Okay. So you said you go ahead.
A lot of pressure.
He'll go second.
Put the pressure on, didn't you? Hello, Mickey.
Well, first off, Sarah and I talked a little while ago about the possibility of her taking my seat on the agency. I thought a lot about it for quite some time. My wife and I discussed it, and it just felt like it was a good time. Not to say that I'm not have other irons in the fire that I'm going to be working on, but the more I thought about it, this just felt right. I'm going to actually miss the camaraderie with the agency and the friendships that I've built there. I hopefully they'll continue, but it's just time to move on. And then Sarah expressed an interest in it, and so we sat down and talked about what it would be about, and she talked to her husband about it, and they decided to give it a go. I'm kind of her unofficial campaign manager. I just help her with the little things. She's got a pretty good grip on what she wants to do, so I think that's a good thing. The nice thing about it is that, not to say it's going to happen, but if she doesn't get elected, you don't lose her. And the other nice thing about it is she does get elected, you don't lose her anyway, because she'll be your representative. So either way, she'll be yours.
Either way, we're screwed.
There's always a rebel on board someplace, With that said, I just want to encourage you as board members to get behind her on this. There's a lot of votes out here in Cabazon that people can vote, and they don't. I mean, you all know that because some of you got elected on very, very few votes. You'll have parts of Banning Heights and parts of High Valley Water. And so those areas, you know, they'll need some massaging and some help too. With respect to the updates on the agency, Mickey, I'm going to let you take over.
Well, that was not really fair, Director Duncan, but that's okay. You're the oldest statesman. So now, as Robert said earlier, we had our Gila Hydrant first meeting, and it certainly seems like we're leaning towards the Cabazon High Valley Water District for our first potential site, and I think we have unanimous support for that. So that's easy. I do believe that we're actually waiting for the county executive office for their final edits on the contract. This is a new contract. This is the first time that this is happening through county funding. It's actually happened in Harupa Community Services District, but I believe it was a direct contract between Harupa and the vendor. And for us, it's the county, ARPA, Pathwater Agency, and then the retailer. So there's the nuances aren't exactly the same. So in my opinion, this is technically the first time that this is happening. Therefore, it's caused a little bit of delay. I know that Supervisor Gutierrez was really excited about this occurring during this year's fire season, and that's why we're really trying to push hard. We may catch the tail end of it, but in my opinion, as you all know, fire season doesn't come to an end. But regardless, we're very excited that this is potentially going to take place in Cabazon or High Valley first. Second off, again, we are pleased. You guys really set the standard for some of our other smaller districts as far as getting grants and projects done. You guys did an amazing job with that. You set the standard high. And we actually have a couple people that are struggling with a little bit of the paperwork, and we got to use you as an example. We may actually deny one coming up here really soon because we have a template from Cabazon Water District that said, this is what they did. They kept their word. They met all their financial obligations. And they got all the work done. So, again, kudos to everybody, all the staff over there, and you guys, you know, for the partnership. So we want to thank you very much for that. Sarah, I heard your opening statement. I was very impressed when you ran for the open seat as well. You're very articulate, very knowledgeable in the field. I'm staying away from any endorsements because I know Al. I've known him my whole life. I will say this, that regardless, we are going to get a winner. I do think that it is time for us to have somebody representing the Cabazon Basin. I'm really excited to see what happens, but I do know that I know Al and I know Sarah. I know this is going to also be a very classy race, and there's not going to be any mudslinging. And just, you know, I just want to wish everybody all the luck in the world, but I'm excited to work with either candidate. I did not have an opponent this time, so you guys are stuck with me for another 4 years. Sorry, Alan. I know you probably got a long face. Sorry, Terry, but you guys are stuck with me again. but I'm excited to continue to serve with you. And you guys know some of the really, really big and exciting things that we have been working on. I mean, the Gila Hydrant, yeah, is one thing. But I ran on a platform 4 years ago to get the state project water your way. And I am not backing off on that. And I think Director Duncan can attest on that. We have the political momentum on our board, and we have spent money on looking at different routes. There's a couple of options. I think it'd be a little premature for me to talk about those right now. But I will say that we are very, very aggressive in our pursuit of one day recharging state project water or recharging the Cabazon Basin sometime here real soon. Cala Mesa is around the corner. We are now acting like a regional agency. And again, Banning and Cabazon are not far off that mark. So again, on behalf of the agency and Ron, certainly gonna miss you, your leadership. You've been doing it for about 16 years. There's a lot of historical knowledge. We're not going to lose because we know that you are accessible to us, but it's been a pleasure working right next to you, my friend. And, you know, cheers to the next chapter for you and your lovely wife. And y'all have a good night. We'll talk to y'all very soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Mickey.
Thanks, Mickey. Is there any questions for either him or I? Are you still there, Mickey?
Yes.
Is Cavazon up for getting two of the helihydrants? Or is it only, is it going to be Cavazon?
Initially we're working on six.
Yeah.
Okay, one is going to be in the Cavazon Basin first and High Valley also at the same time. Those are the two priorities because of the fact of the fire that happens along this mountainside here, and then what happens up on top of that area toward from Idlewild all the way to us. So they're trying to make that more accessible, mainly so that the helicopters, I don't know if any of you are familiar with how they operate, but they have difficulty going up the mountain, obviously.
And they can't use the one on that side of the freeway.
They can't go on the north side of the freeway at all.
Right.
They can go over there without a load. They just can't come back with a load.
Yeah, they can't transport water across the freeway.
And it's something to do with federal standards of flying over a freeway with 10,000 gallons of water, you know, which I guess if it got released, that could create some serious damage to cars. So, but Kevin's been pushing pretty hard on this and working really well with everybody. Just so you know, San Diego is also doing a similar project, trying to get that going down there. I went down for one of their ribbon cuttings and installation of one of the units. They have both types. They have one that's called a long trough, and then they have one that's round like what we're putting in here. The pilots actually prefer the round ones, I think. That's what we've heard so far. We're just trying to make them easily accessible to everybody so that put one up on top of the mountain, they don't have to fly off down here to reload. They can go right there. The tanks refill in a matter of minutes. They pull 10,000 gallons out of it, and before they're back again, it's full. So it happens very, very fast. I have to say, too, kudos to Cal Fire this year because we've had several fires along this edge here and a few up on 243, and they have been Johnny on the spot on getting to them and getting them out. I mean, faster than I've ever seen them operate.
Yep.
So I'm really grateful for that because obviously we're really vulnerable up on the hill. You know, we try and clear, but I mean you can't take care of those big fireballs that come through the air and drop into another area and start again. So it's good to have. It'll be good to have this service up there. Probably too late for this year to do a lot of good, but you know, it'll be there for next fire season, and we'll be able to move it forward. I mean, we're going to be fire season all the way into October, early November. But
yeah, we're just getting into fire season.
Yes, but hopefully by late September we'll have this all put to bed, and you know, their construction of them and installed, and then the water and everything put in them whenever we need them. As you know, they don't fill them up. They sit empty until you actually need to use them, and then they fill them up at that point. Actually, copter pilots have a remote, and they do the fill-up and take off. So I think that's pretty much it for me. I honestly will miss this. It's been a great ride and a great 15, 16 years, somewhere in that area. I was first appointed to the board when a gentleman had a heart attack and decided he couldn't do it anymore and gave me a heart attack and asked me to do it. So, and I didn't really know what I was getting into, but it was a good experience for me. Look forward to working with Sarah and try and get her elected. She has a worthy opponent, a very popular opponent. So that's why I said you guys need to get behind her and help her and anything you can do, phone calls, whatever. She's getting a list from the county together, and you know, we're going to divide it up into sections and make it work. So any other questions? No? Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it to your meeting, and I'm out of here. So.
Well, actually, can you stay for this next one? Just really quick, it's community involvement.
What's that?
Community involvement. I know you guys in your district is doing a lot with the community involvement with the IRDC. I don't know, do we have anything for our next?
Is that here that they're having the fair?
Yes. September is a fair here, so I don't know if that's something that
Are you going? You're going to the meeting tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll see you there.
Yeah. I'll catch up with you then.
Okay. We'll just talk later. Okay. But
thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Take good care.
September 21st.
Still a comment. From here back, it's literally pretty much a dead zone. All I hear is buzzing. Do you hear that too? All I hear is buzzing. So I don't know if it's the air or something else, but a recommendation, if you just got microphones for each of your tables and put up speaker there and speaker there, it would probably radiate through here and you wouldn't have that problem. I know the people last time I was here, they were complaining because they couldn't hear, and I can't hear anyway. So, you know, it's even worse for me.
Yeah, we probably should do that.
We had them before. We had the microphones before, and they always...
So the next event is September 21st from 10 to 1, hot dogs and BMX.
BMX? Yeah.
So bring your bike.
Really? I can bring my bike?
Yeah.
Good. You can see if we ain't
riding. I was hoping that they would maybe like want to do like a booth like that they were doing before, so I'll bring that up.
Well, Mickey's on the phone.
Yeah, Mickey, you still there? I did bring it up at their conservative conservation and education when I brought that up there too. I was like, hey, we're doing something Capricorn, so.
Okay.
I'm going to do my
phone.
Can you
hear?
I can hear.
Yep. I even heard you when you went.
After, I can't hear.
It's bad. My mom used to come here. My mom was always like, speak up! That was her like line for all the meetings.
She does that at the mat too.
Yeah. Is there like a way we could rearrange the room maybe or something? I don't know.
We can try maybe.
What about if we put the our tables this way?
Like just one long one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have the public out here.
Oh.
We could try it.
We could just circle all the tables around James. We could put James in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, we could hear there.
Uh-oh, what'd you forget?
It's Dr. Pepper.
Most important thing.
I was approached by somebody who is trying to do a trunk or treat.
Yeah.
I need to get a hold of
There was something on Facebook about it.
Yeah. Thomas, well, she approached me before the MAC meeting, and I told Thomas to meet her. I gotta get her up with Thomas on that. Yeah. Stagecoach Days is coming up.
Yep.
I'll probably be driving in it, so if anybody wants to join me in that. I think I see you seven times before. Anything else on? Do we know what they're doing for the end of the year stuff yet?
When is Cabs on Water going to get a float in the parade?
Yeah, do we want to be in the parade? What could we do?
That water drop suit I keep hearing about. Everybody keeps talking about that water drop costume or something.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I think it would fit you.
It's real. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Can't figure out where that's at.
Maybe one of the board members' offices. It's not in this office.
I mean, we have Christmas decorations.
Karen's got it. She's the last person I've seen in it. Or maybe it's up in. Maybe Callan took it with him. But he never wore it. Callan was never in it. It was on Terry, right? Yeah. When is the next board meeting? So is the Cabazon thing going to be before the...
Before
the next board meeting?
Mm-hmm. The 17th is the next board meeting.
So the Cabazon thing will be
right after
the 21st.
Yeah.
When is the...
The 21st?
No, the banning stagecoach.
The 7th. September 7th. So can we, like, try to work with the county and maybe get, like, a table set up for the Cabazon? For the Cabazon thing right there? I don't know what they need, or...
For the 21st?
Yeah, for the 21st.
Yeah, talk to Thomas about it, and you have to call him and text him and email him about 20 times before he gets back to you. You have to stay on him.
What would you want, like, the table, like, just, I don't know, just a tent and a table, like?
Candy for kids is always good and cheap. I don't, you know, usually get some bags of candy. What would we want to do? Hand out some bottled
water.
What would we want to do?
And that's some Cabazon water.
Oh,
let's
find out
what
they love.
Bring your own
bottle.
BYOB. As long as it's not from the building. Right? As long as it's not from the building, then it should be fine.
What's wrong with the building?
No, we don't have any merch or anything like that. We don't have anything trinkets, but how would we show up for... What are we used to do? Because we used to be at all the events.
I remember just, you know, we had things like, you know, magnets, like I said, you know.
Maybe we can even do, like a coloring page or something for the kids and do, like, little coloring contests while they're there or something.
Mm-hmm.
Watercolor.
What? Watercolor page. Ooh, see?
Are you a teacher?
No. I've got 4 kids, though. Yeah.
Quarter. I guess you know. Anything else on the community? What are your guys' thoughts? What do you think?
Is that
him? No. I don't know. There.
I'm going to still have hot dogs and stuff.
Well, that's what they have. They're going to feed
hot dogs and EMS. And then I guess they're going to have the different booths set up from the different things. You know, like they got the down payments for houses. They're going to have all the different...
Oh, county programs.
Yeah, county programs and county services.
Well, they usually have, like, a kids center, too, when they set these things up, and they'll have, like, every time I've gone to one, they've had, like, slime for the kids, or...
Well, I think they're hoping that the BMX bike thing will be the big thing. Thomas is supposed to get me the flyer as soon as it's made, so I don't know until then.
So the one thing we can prepare for is, because they're serving hot dogs and BMX, we can buy those variety packs where it has the Fritos, the Cheetos, the... Lay's potato chips and everything.
That's not a bad idea.
To go with their hot dogs.
We did. Do you remember when we first got that dinosaur moved from Carrie's house right out front here?
No.
Okay. That dinosaur lived in a field next to a board member, and so she brought it over here. She drove the dinosaurs out there. And in the beginning, Calvin was going to have, like, a name the dinosaur contest.
I remember that because my grandsons went to the school and they talked about it, but
they never did anything with it.
No.
Well, maybe we need to do that.
Let's name it. I want to name it Evelyn.
We should name it Ellen.
Yeah. Dinosaur
community.
You could take that 2 ways if you were Ellen.
Yeah, I know. Some voice got lowered after
about.
You'll forever be here. Right? Yeah.
Or you're as old as a dinosaur.
But I want to make sure that we do support this because this is what, the first one Gutierrez is doing it, or the second one?
I think it's the second.
This is the first one like this that he's doing out here.
We're going to be here?
He's going to be here?
Oh, we need to be there. No, 2 ways about it. We need to be there.
Yeah.
Well, he did that beautification one.
Yeah, but that wasn't like a community fun day.
No.
Kind of like a community get out and work day. But that's coming up too. That's going to be...
That's in October?
No, that's September. It's like September the next weekend.
September 20th is the big dumpster day for here in the parking lot.
Well, when is the
day after? September 20th is the dumpster day, and the day after is the conservation?
Is it really?
The 21st, yeah.
That's the
Oh, summer? So he wants to paint everything and then hope it dries.
Yeah. The 21st is a Saturday.
So
the 21st is the community fair.
The 20th can't be the cleanup day. That's his Friday.
Well, he wants to clean up the park before he does that.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Well, why would you put all the dumpsters out there on Friday? Nobody's going to use
it. The dumpster day is September
28th.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, so it's after.
And then we're looking at November 16th, but it's not a for sure thing for the ones that goes in front of people.
It's the girl. September 21st, and then you said the
28th
is the dumpster.
Yeah, the dumpster's right. Here in the parking lot.
Okay.
November 16th
is
possibly
on
the one for the dumpsters in front of people's houses everywhere.
That's going to be November.
November 16th was the preliminary date that they put out there.
Oh, I get it all figured out.
I have to because I'm the secretary. I have to put it all on the map page.
I have both in here already.
On it.
Okay.
Okay, so what do we want to do for community involvement? We want to at least have a table. Do we have an easy up here?
Yeah, we do.
Is that bringing in people on a Saturday, though, to work? You're just like, oh, I don't want to. I get that, but what fun things can we do at the table? I like the watercolors, but that's going to be expensive.
And messy.
Yes. Well, they're going to clean up the park the next week. If you give kids paint, they're going to go paint all the tables and stuff.
Okay? Water paint. You can get the hose and wash it off.
Yeah, they could paint each other or paint themselves and stuff like that. Face paint.
Anybody who can face paint?
I did it one time. I don't think it turned out too bad, but it wasn't great either.
Artistically.
We've got to work on a drop. Right, that's all we've got to get. It might look like a teardrop. All these Cabazon games.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What about water balloon?
Who has a chicken?
Chicken? You want to do the bingo?
Chicken, you know what, bingos.
Oh, yeah, chicken?
And then give the proceeds to
where it goes poop.
Whatever Cabazon.
You put down squares in like a fence area.
Oh, and chicken goes and
yeah.
The bathroom on it?
Yeah, and if it goes to the bathroom
on it. Yeah, you have like a little dog pen. You got your little dog pen. Put the chicken in there. You got it all marked up and stuff like that.
You can do it with an email.
Okay. I really don't watch them.
You get my jalapeno where they go regularly.
Yeah, it'd be more like catch the emu.
Uh-huh.
Can you pet them?
Yeah.
Do you pet them?
Yeah.
I got out one time and I was like, oh my god, it's like Jurassic Park and
it wasn't ours.
But I ran to your house and I was like,
No, I'm driving down Peach Street and there's an emu running at me and I'm like, what the hell?
I remember that, the street behind.
Which one?
Yeah, I remember that too.
Because I want to have ideas for you guys before we get to 3 days before it at the next board meeting, right? Is there any of those committees? What are the committees?
Is it special project committee?
I was going to say, is it a special project committee?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Brainstorm.
Why don't
we
do that?
Okay.
Next time you come in to sign check.
Oh, I did want to say something else about community involvement. I went to the state of the district and I think I was the only person from Cabazon there. And to see how much he's funding every other place and every other project. And we get like the beautification, but at the same point, when he's talking about like the Cabazon stuff, like nobody, I'm like, woo! That's just me, right? But maybe in the future, and I know this one just came up out of the blue, and I didn't realize it was a paid event, and but maybe in the future we can look to like getting a table there or something at those type of events. This is a big networking event, and it was a nice night. Mm-hmm. We had dinner, and
yeah, I didn't know anything about it.
And I would have thought maybe even like the MAC committee would have been like, welcome to join. I don't know, right? Like it kind of came up out of the blue. So, but it was a big event, and
not very well advertised.
Was there other MAC committees there?
I don't know. There were other tables of like San Gabriel Pass Water Agency was there, Beaumont Chair Valley, Hemet. There were tables like that that you could buy and purchase. But maybe when something else like that comes up, if he does one next year, then maybe we can just at least get
people. We'll be better prepared. It'll probably be an annual event.
Did he have one this year?
State of the Union speech.
I think he's been in for 3 years, and this was his first one. So,
how did you hear about it? Because I never heard of
it. Well, I saw it was, they rescheduled it like 6 months ago. And so when I found out, so I was like, yeah, is this, I called Morongo. I was like, this says this is going on here. But it was just the district website and his newsletter, actually.
Hmm.
So, but. Okay, so we will do a special project. Any public comments? Are we done with community involvement right now?
Yeah.
Any public comments? Next up is closed session. Do you guys want a 5 minute break before we go into closed session?
Yeah.
What do you guys?
Yeah.
Take a 5 minute break. Come back. We'll go into closed section. Do I have to announce it?
I think just say. You're taking a 5 minute break and then going into closed session right after.
7:06.
Or just say you're going into closed session right after.
6 o'clock
up here. It's better than it used to be.
Your
We're
all synchronized.
Too much work.
We're on a nuclear clock.
Too much work.
so we can close it.
All right. We're back from our break. It's 7:07.
Okay, and now we're back from the break, and we're going to go into closed session, discussion action, public employee performance evaluation of the general manager. Government Code Section 5, 4957. All right. We'll be back.